Yo, yo, Scooty Cousin, what's up, man? What's up with the record business?
Man, I think I'm going to beat somebody up, man. They always be fighting my shit, man. You know, man, they just fighting, man.
Man, I told y'all them niggas are, man. They ain't nothing but square.
Oh, man, that's what they is.
What time is it?
Looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. The answer's moving me to start humming the rhyme. I heard you was out there writing my lines. And if I catch you, boy, your ass is mine. You're always in my face saying, Scooty, Scooty, man. How the fuck did you get so cool, man? Never ever seen you play no fool. Cause I use a microphone like a plumber use a tool. One, two, one, two, three, and looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. Dance is moody, you can start humming the rhyme. I heard you was out there writing my lines. And if I catch you, boy, your ass is mine. You're always in my face saying, Scooty, Scoot, man. How the fuck did you get so cool, man? Never ever seen you play a fool. Cause I use a microphone like a plumber uses a tool. One, two, one, two, three, and it's a Scooty D. $2 bitches, all my bitches. Sucker MCs hanging out with the witches. Rhymes so delicious, rap so vicious. Find me a wife to do my dishes. I keep you in stitches, you're hanging in ditches. No ink, no ash, no bus, no bitches. I eat sandwiches, my best friend bitches. Based on fat, not based fictitious. Looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. The answer's Scooty D to start humming the rhyme. I heard you was out there writing my lines. And if I catch you, boy, your ass is mine. You're always in my face saying, Scooty, Scoot, man. How the fuck did you get so cool, man? Never ever seen you play the fool. I use a microphone like a plumber uses a tool. One, two, one, two, three, and F-D-C-K-I-N-G. Toss in the chain, does it get a tree? Adam and Eve, birds and the bees. Everybody blew up like a sucker MC. Roxanne did it, the UTFO. A lot of sucker niggas now I'm calling a hoe. I tell your baby dog, can you beat me in the black? We do it from the front and we do it from the back. But don't do it if the niggas are sly, man. Got no job, make it down with the mob. Cause the only thing you do is gonna call you don't knob, everybody. This is turn, but the only thing you get is burn, baby, burn. Looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. This is Scooty D, the star, humming the rhyme. I heard you was out there biting my lines. And if I catch you, boy, your ass is mine. You're always in my face saying, Scooty, Scoot, man. How the fuck did you get so cool, man? Never ever seen you play the fool. Cause I use a microphone like a plumber use a tool. One, two, one, two, three, and bye-bye, black sheep was a little whore. Then was mad cause she couldn't sell no more. Gave for a dollar for making scream and holler. We had a little fun and she made me wanna call. Reached in my pocket, pulled out my gun. Shot the fifth in the head, motherfucker fell dead. And now she in jail on a 10-year bid. Looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. Fancy Scooty D to start humming the rhyme. I heard you was out there biting my lines. And if I catch you, boy, your ass is mine. You're always in my face saying, Scooty, Scoot, man. How the fuck did you get so cool, man? Never ever seen you play the fool. Cause I use a microphone like a plumber use a tool.
Check 1-2, check 1-2, the Fat Mac Baby Almighty 3XL coming back live and direct and full of phys ed, baby. Yeah, from MacCity.com to Mac City Limits, you know how we do. Man, I got plenty of shit to always talk about, man. Y'all motherfuckers can probably already tell that I'm just a bubbling over with shit to say all the goddamn time, man. You feel what I'm saying? And today I like to get into a little bit of self-analysis about myself and my people. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. God damn it, man. First of all, I like to go ahead and say I had an epiphany, man, about fucking a month ago, man. And it saddened me. Made me sad to my motherfucking heart, man. I just couldn't believe it, man. I was looking in the mirror. I was looking at myself. I'm like, nigga, you's getting old, nigga. I was looking at my hair and shit, man. I'm getting gray hairs in my fucking beard and in my, you know, just in my hair and shit, you know, my head and, you know, my skin just, you know, it's losing that youthful glow. And I mean, and this, my hair, I'm getting hair spots that I never had it before, shit, you know what I'm saying? Got hair coming out my nose and shit. Like, god damn, what the fucking, my eyebrows is getting all woolly and shit, you know what I mean? And not only that, but my hair just, you know, that's growing out of my face and just, it's hurting like a motherfucker, man. You know, I guess the older you get, the more coarse your hair gets or something, man. I'm getting like ingrown hairs and shit. I'm like, god damn, man. You know, I'm feeling old and shit, man. And a lot of that got to do with this cyber hustle, man. With the stress dealing with these goddamn females all the goddamn time. And of course, the whole lifestyle of a cyber pimp, a webmaster, a motherfucker that produces his own shit. I mean, that's not a healthy lifestyle, man. They gotta sit at that goddamn computer all day fucking around with shit, man. It's a sedentary lifestyle, man. You gotta keep moving. For the past month, I ain't really been exercising and shit, man. Cause I've been trying to broaden my horizons with this hustle and shit and bring in some more money and shit, man. So I'm feeling old, nigga, and I'm looking old and shit, and that just brought to mind how, I know back in the day when I used to go club hopping, me and my partners and shit, man, and we'd be up in that motherfucker fucking with the broads and having a good time, and there was always that one old nigga in the club that didn't have no goddamn business in the motherfucking club and was hollering at the young bitches and shit, making a goddamn ass out of his goddamn self. Y'all know that nigga, man. The nigga with the Jerry curl, the gold tooth, the goddamn MCM Louis Vuitton played out ass jumpsuit and shit with the, and with flooding with the penny loafers. And I mean, nigga just looking a hot goddamn mess, man. You know what I'm saying? Going around this motherfucker hollering at the bitches. Young bitches too, you know what I'm saying? Nigga about 50, 60 years old or whatever. I mean, shit, ain't we gotta be that, man. 40 years old, shit. Nigga just out of place like a motherfucker, man. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, god damn, man. I think I become that nigga. God damn, say it ain't so, man. Please tell me I'm not the dirty old man in the club looking at the young hoes. Please, please somebody tell me I have not turned into the dirty old man in the club looking at the young motherfucking hoes, man. Oh my god, where did this shit happen, dog? For real, it's like, damn. You know, I'm gonna just let y'all know, a lot of niggas got a problem letting you know how old they are, nigga. I'm like 38, nigga, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, cause it's like when I'm fucking with Sweets, Sweets is 19 years old, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And we fuck around. We have a lot of fun. We do a lot of shit. And it's like, what the fuck do a 38-year-old motherfucker got to do with a 19-year-old broad? You feel me? And this the goddamn capper, man. This the icing on the cake. Check this out. Guess how old Sweets' mama is, nigga? Check this shit out. Anyone you motherfuckers want to take a guess at this shit? Sweets' mama is 34 years old. I'm older than Sweets' mama by 4 years, man. God damn. Woo, I'm a dirty old man, nigga. Fuck, you ain't never gonna catch me in no club. You know what I'm saying? But fuck, I turned into that nigga in the club, man. I'm a dirty old man, nigga. Shit. Damn near all these bras I'm fucking with, man. I'm old as they mamas, or older, nigga. Fuck. Because I'm fucking with, you know, bras between 18 and, like, 25. You know, that's the pretty much the age range I'm fucking with and shit. You know what I mean? Between 18 and 25. And I'm like, God damn, man. I don't know. I just looked in the mirror the other day, and I just found myself rather disgusting. Like, nigga, you disgust me. God damn it, humping on these young motherfucking hoes. Nigga, 19 years old. Shit, she old as your son, nigga. Fuck. Whew. The fuck am I thinking? The fuck am I doing, man? It's about time for me to retire, man. Oh, for real. This shit's out of control. I had the epiphany. I am now that raggedy, nasty, silly ass nigga in the club hunting down young pussy and shit. Ain't got no reason, ain't got no excuse beat up in the goddamn club hunting up no motherfucking no young tenderonies and shit, man. None at all. But yet and still, you know, I don't go to the club and do it. I just hit the streets to do the shit, man. And I'm like, man, I just had that vision of that Jerry Curl ass nigga with the gold tooth, with that plaid ass Louis Vuitton jumpsuit, with the floods and the penny loafers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, that is not me. Fuck that, nigga, that's not me. Well, that's my epiphany. That's my self-analysis of today. I'm being self-critical of myself. And, God damn it, I need to retire. Yes, I do, motherfucker. What's that what you say? God damn it, that's right, nigga. I got to retire, man. What the fuck am I doing, man? Shit. Alright, God damn it, you know how we do. Break time, bitches. I'll be back.
DJ Shaq.
Yo, man. Yo, open up, man.
Talk about a little something else. Not only did I do some self-analysis today, but we gonna do some critical thinking about black folks in general and shit, man. I'm just keep it 100, man. I ain't gonna lie to y'all motherfuckers, man. Shit, I don't like niggas, man. Don't like them, I don't fuck with them. And I, you know, I don't wanna deal with them, man. And just a lot of y'all motherfuckers say, ah, nigga, how you gonna be talking about your own people? And motherfucker, I ain't got no people, you feel me? You know, color don't fucking mean shit to me, man, you know what I mean? Nah, y'all niggas don't hear me. Color don't mean shit to me. You know what the fuck I value, man? I value intelligence, nigga. If you intelligent, you can fuck with me, you know what I mean? Just because you black don't give you a goddamn pass with me, nigga. I don't fuck with niggas, man, on the real, man. And I got a goddamn slogan, I got a motto, you wanna hear it? Goddamn it, wrote a song about it, motherfucker, here it go. The slogan go a little something like this, man. The less niggas you know, the less problems you gonna have, man. That's just motherfucking the real, man. I live and die by that shit, man. The less niggas you know, the less problems you gonna have, man. That's why, you know, when I'm fucking with these bras, man, these bitches and shit, they always trying to bring me somewhere with a whole lot of niggas hanging out and all this kind of shit. And I tell them hoes, like, hey, don't be trying to bring me around where I gotta goddamn meet your cousins or your uncles or just don't bring me around no fucking hard legs, period, goddamn it. For real. You know what I mean? I don't want to get to know that nigga that you know. And if I come over there and you got a hard leg hanging the fuck around, bitch, I'm gone. You see what I'm saying? I don't fuck with niggas, man. I don't fuck with them, man. You know what I mean? I've been in the streets too long to know that shit. It's always a nigga that you trusted to get your motherfucking ass busted. Shit. And everybody that's got some goddamn sense in these streets automatically know that, shit, if you get set up, more likely it's by somebody you know. If you get robbed, more likely it's by somebody you know or knew you or whatever. That's why I don't let niggas in my crib. Like, motherfucker, I don't know you, nigga. And I don't want to get to know you. You see what I'm saying? Stay the fuck out my house. God damn it. And that's real talk, man. I don't be, nah, nigga. No. Shit, they be like, Big Mike, I'm gonna bring my friend over. You know, it's such and such. And, you know, we just gonna drop on. Nah, don't just drop on by. Not with no nigga you ain't. Nah, fuck that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas don't know how to fucking act, man. Niggas always goddamn trying to scheme and plot and trying to come up and do something stupid. You know what I mean? And end up on the goddamn 6 o'clock news. Because I'm just telling these bitches, I'm like, look, I don't trust that nigga you bring around me. And I'm going to be analyzing any nigga that you bring around me, baby, for real. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust these motherfuckers. Shit. I don't want motherfuckers coming up in my shit, critiquing and analyzing what the fuck I got in my house. And then when I goddamn leave and I come back, then my shit is gone. It's because, bitch, you brought that stinking ass nigga over here and cased my goddamn joint. Now my shit is gone. You see what I'm saying? But if I just would have went with my first gut instinct and I had that bitch come over with that silly ass nigga she had, you know what I mean? I'd still have my shit. Now I'm just speaking hypothetically and shit, because I mean that hasn't happened to me, but I just basically know that's just always how it happens, man. Through fucking with these broads out here, man, and hearing all kind of stories about niggas getting robbed and all this kind of shit because this bitch that went over here and introduced this nigga to that nigga and all that kind of shit, and then somehow this nigga, he get played, he get robbed, or he get fucking bamboozled somehow, all because, shit, this bitch done set the nigga up, man. Fuck. Nah, man. I don't fuck with bitches and niggas on that level, man. You know, I fuck with a bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because basically, I know bitches is treacherous. And pretty much, a bitch is impotent. You know, she really can't do that much harm unless she got some muscle. You feel what I'm saying? Because most females, they gonna go ahead. And they may be, like I said, bitches is treacherous, don't get me wrong, man, but most of the time a bitch won't do nothing unless she feels she got some muscle behind her, you see what I'm saying? And if I'm fucking with a bitch and if she's bringing niggas around me and shit, that's just going, for mine, that's just going to tempt a bitch to try some fucking flaky ass shit, nigga. So I just cut that shit off at the pass, and I tells a bitch, I'm like, don't be bringing no nigga around me to try and cozy up to me, get cool with me and all this kind of shit, you know what I mean? Because I'm hip to the game, bitch. You know what I mean? I'm watching you and that nigga. Fuck. Some motherfuckers might say I'm paranoid. But motherfucking shit, paranoid keep your ass alive and keep your ass intact in these goddamn streets, man. So, yeah, so some motherfuckers will say, you know, you gotta watch them hoes too, and I thoroughly agree with that, man. But most bitches, they ain't gonna get they funky off, and they ain't gonna get their little, their little dig in or whatever the fuck they gonna do unless they got some fucking dick and balls swinging behind them, you know. Shit, they wanna try and use a nigga because most niggas is just gullible like that, can be used by bitches and shit. Or a nigga behind a bitch, he might consider himself to be a Pimp Mac type nigga, and she may not even have that thought in her head to try and swindle you or goddamn have you set up or robbed or whatever. But he may convince the bitch to do it. You might have been knowing this bitch forever, you know what I'm saying? But just because he fucking the bitch right or whatever, and he like, oh baby, if you love me, you do it, and all this kind of shit, all of a sudden now, shit, you looking down the barrel of a gun and these motherfuckers cleaning your pockets, nigga. And you saying, damn, bitch, I thought we was cool. You know what I mean? Hey, can't trust nobody out in this motherfucker, man. So that's what I'm saying, man. My motto is, the less niggas you know, the less problems you have, man. And hey, I can't get around that shit. So, niggas can get all in a tizzy or get all in a huff if they want. But I don't be fucking with niggas, man, for real. Shit. That's why I've avoided the judicial system as a whole, because I mean, there's plenty of chances that, man, there's been a whole lot of situations that I could have got caught up in and I could have killed a nigga, man, you know what I mean? Because I've been in some fucked up ass situations, man, for real. Mm-hmm. But due to the fact that I limited my nigga connections and shit, I came out better. I came out on top of shit, you know what I mean? For real. Okay, well, check this out one more again. Take this break, man, cause I'm in the ramble zone. Y'all know how I do. When I run out of shit to speak on, I start just repeating my motherfucking self, man. So I'll be right back, nigga. We'll be right back. 3XL. That's what it is. That's what we do. Talking about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. Just get some things off my chest, man. You know, I'm basically wrapping it up right now. You know, I just wanted to drop on in just to say what's up to all my Mac City players, man. And I just wanted to get that little thing off my chest, man. That's, like I said, the less niggas you know, the less problems you're going to have. Fuck it, man. Hey, you can call me Uncle Ruckus, nigga. Anybody familiar with that motherfucker from the Boondocks? Uncle Ruckus, the nigga that hate niggas. That's me, man. I don't be fucking around with niggas, man. I mean, goddamn, man. I just be like, especially these young niggas, man. I be like, what the fuck is these niggas thinking, man? These niggas are so fucking retarded nowadays, man. I cannot fathom some of the dumb shit that they fucking do. I be like, nigga, do you honestly think that you gonna get away with what the fuck you about to do? You know what I mean? I mean, I done seen niggas, man, robbing and stealing and plotting on this and that. And I be like, motherfucker, don't you understand that sometime, some way, somehow, you gonna get caught, motherfucker? I mean, don't you understand that, okay, all right, nigga, okay, you slinging dope, okay, you doing that, all right, now, nigga, tell me how many dope dealers you know, right, that, ain't dead and is not locked up in prison, you feel what I'm saying? But these motherfuckers still want to test the waters and still want to keep doing dumb shit, man, want to be a goddamn dope dealer and shit, be like, nigga, what the fuck is you thinking, man? You see what's going on around you? Shit. It is a dead motherfucking end, nigga. And then to compound the goddamn shit. Because don't get me wrong. I know some successful drug dealers. Right? But the drug dealers, most of the young drug dealers that I know, them motherfuckers, they doing it all wrong because they keep doing dumb shit. First of all, nigga, stop advertising. If you gonna slang dope, don't be dressing like you a drug dealer. And don't be goddamn riding in cars that's gonna tip the goddamn police off to say, hey, I slang dope, nigga. Man, it's real simple, man. It's like, it's a no fucking brainer, man. It's like youth, or what is that saying, man? Youth is wasted on the young, because young motherfuckers are stupid, man. And then these niggas get into all these goddamn altercations and fucking street fights and shootouts and shit, and it's usually over pussy, it's usually over drugs and money and shit, you know what I mean? And it's just being like, I've seen a lot of senseless ass shit, man. I see niggas in clubs and shit just pulling out fucking straps and just shooting at each other for no motherfucking reason at all, man. Just because a nigga looked at him crazy, you see what I'm saying? And nigga, I ain't got time for that shit, man. I don't have time to be rubbing elbows with no simple ass niggas of that caliber, man. Oh, nigga, what you looking at? And I'm like, oh shit, this nigga's a retard. I'm like, god damn, let that shit ride, nigga. Drink your motherfucking Hennessy, man, and fuck with these bitches, nigga. Stop goddamn trying to act like this is Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, motherfucker. God damn, don't see too much senseless ass dumb shit coming from niggas, man. For real. It just don't make no goddamn sense, man. Yeah, if you niggas stop advertising if you slanging dope, man. You know what I mean? And stop going to clubs and getting mad because a nigga look at you, or a nigga step on your shoe, or you know, or some other silly ass juvenile bullshit. You know what I mean? Yeah, shit is out of control, man. The less niggas you know, less problems you gonna have, man. For real, surround yourself with intelligent people. I mean, that might be kind of hard in this day and age, because really, man, to try and find an intelligent motherfucker nowadays, it's a chore, man, for real. So that's my thing, man. I really have no affinity to fuck with anyone just because of their skin color, but I surround myself with intelligent people. So Fat Mac really don't have a lot of friends, man, for real. All my motherfucking friends, they would be considered squares, you know what I mean, nerds, or white folks, and that's for real. And the only real bangers and thugs and street dwellers that I really know and I fuck with on a regular basis, that's my family, you know what I mean. And that's the only type of niggas I'm gonna fuck with on that level. Will be my family. All these other street ass niggas and shit that I ain't got no blood ties to, nigga, I don't wanna know you for real. Nah, nigga. For real. Even my motherfucking, my peoples that got partners and shit, man, I don't even wanna know they partners. I'm like, I tell my cousin them, man, like, man, don't be bringing your partners around me, nigga. I don't know them niggas. But cuz, that's my people. Like, man, I don't wanna know them niggas, man. Fuck that. No. Mm-mm. Well, anyway, fuck that, man. Like I say, it's the Ramble Zone. I done said everything I done had to say. That was the motherfucking subject at hand. Just staying away from silly ass niggas, staying away from niggas, period, because niggas nowadays ain't shit. And nigga, you can quote me on that. And fuck you if you mad, motherfuckers. The proof is in the pudding, nigga. Shit, just look at the goddamn 6 o'clock news and look at all these simple ass niggas doing dumb shit on a regular, man. The fuck is y'all thinking, man? Y'all niggas is retarded, man. I'm trying to tell you, I cannot believe some of the dumb shit that y'all niggas do. Shit. Anyway, man, that's the Fat Mac, baby. You know how we do, man. Saying what's up to all you motherfuckers out there. Trash Man, Taylor Made. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all motherfuckers take it easy. Fat Mac all day, every day, baby, and I'm out.
So how do I know you're not a Chivato too, Tony?
Hey, Fossil. Let's get this straight now. I never fucked anybody over in my life. Didn't have it coming. You got that? All I have in this world is my balls and my word. And I don't break them for no one. Do you understand? That piece of shit up there, I never liked him. I never trusted him. For all I know, he had me set up and had my friend Angel Fernandez killed. But that's history. I hear he's not. You want to go on with me? Just say it. You don't. Then you make a move.